This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
LCPA. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, when I become governor January 1st, we will no longer have the green energy scam. When you look at your utility bill, only 30% of your payment goes for energy. The rest goes for excessive delivery charges, taxes, which are merely taxes upon taxes, and the green energy scam that produces very little energy. The only thing it produces is campaign contributions for Kathy Hochul. The other thing I'll do when I become governor is we will open up the Marcellus Shale. We're sitting on one of the largest natural gas reserves in the world. Can you imagine if Saudi Arabia decided, oh, we're just not going to drill. We don't want to create prosperity for our residents. You go on one side of the southern tier on the Pennsylvania side, people are driving around in brand new Cadillac Escalades. On the New York side, rusted out pickup trucks. They're 20 years old. We don't have the supply that we need in this state. Therefore, that's driving up the cost. So why not increase the supply? And by the way, going all electric when you're sitting on one of the largest natural gas reserves in the world is just, it's wrong. It's counterintuitive to any economics that I've ever studied, supply and demand. So that ends day one when I become governor.
George, you want to?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, the governor right now is trying to get herself through the next election, so let's be clear. Okay, she voluntarily paused the all-electric building mandate because she saw the political liability of it. But here's the key point right now. She can talk about changing how we calculate greenhouse gas emissions. She can talk about a longer runway. But what we really need right now is more baseload power, and we need investment in infrastructure. And that's not going to happen as long as that 2030 and 2040 date is not eliminated. Companies aren't going to spend billions of dollars to improve energy infrastructure when they know that in 2040 they're going to be out of business. We need to have new power plants built. We need to have infrastructure updated. And no one's going to make those investments in New York State if we don't eliminate the CLCPA and these damaging requirements. So she can do what she can to get herself through the next election. But the things aren't going to get better unless we just eliminate the radical climate policies that are destroying our economy right now.
The largest, most controversial topic in Genesee County right now is Western New York Stamp and the data center. I'd just like to get both of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Bruce is up to speed on that particular topic.
Yeah, I know
topic.
A little bit about it.
Okay, so here's what I'll say. I spent 10 years in county government, and this is a local control issue. I trust the folks at GCEDC and the local elected officials to do what's in the best interest of their communities. With that being said, I think it's a little bit hypocritical to hear some folks that are pushing back against this data center, because a lot of those same people are fine with the solar sprawl we're seeing all over our area, which creates zero jobs, zero permanent jobs, and yet this data center, I'm told, would create 100 well-paying jobs in an area that needs it. But at the end of the day, you can have people show up at a meeting that are upset, and I get that, but you know, the balance you have to have as a local elected official is what is in the best interest of the most people. Okay, the GLOW region is about 200,000 people, and yes, you may have 200 people show up in a meeting that are not happy with you, but at the end of the day, you have to make good decisions and do what's in the best.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes, It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.